Hey there, Jim. Welcome.
Well, look who decides to show up. I sent all the grooms a reminder earlier today. No cold feet. I guess you had to get your tux press, huh, Jim?
Look at that. He looks all disheveled and his hair's all a mess. What have you been into?
I see a smile on his face. Hey, Jim, good evening to you.
Hey, Jim.
Just got home from his honeymoon. He had to show up all disheveled, right, Jim?
That's the way I look. I haven't shaved yet, and all that. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, nice to see you.
He's been with his girlfriend.
Jim, it just dawned on me. You said you may be 10 minutes late. I am sorry, but we waited for you.
Who is Jim, please?
Jim Jackson, he was a on the radio, he a DJ.
Someone doesn't have audio. Hey Jim, good to see you. It's been a long time.
You better check it. Maybe Jim with no audio.
No, that was Al and Gilda. You have no audio, and let's see if Jim can key up.
Hey Jim, hope you've been well.
Hey, how's everybody? MKN and Carla Joe. Rest of the gang, hello.
The professor has arrived.
I hear him out of my left ear. Anybody else have that issue?
Yeah, I don't know if you can fix it, Jim, but you're only coming out left side mono.
Turtle, Jim's a really nice fella. He's from South Carolina.
Hello, Jim. You might recognize this voice. I'm being doctored. Wait, no.
Well, thanks for letting me know. I got my headset on backwards because I heard him out of the right.
Dr. David Lai. Yeah, it's something weird with this mixer. I changed audio devices in the past couple of weeks, and it is something weird with this mixer. And I had this problem before in here, which is why I changed it to begin with. But no, I don't know how to fix it right now. So hopefully that's not too much of a bother, an annoyance.
David, you're being doctored? Is there a finger up your butt?
Well, Donald, like you, he's coming out of my right or in my right ear.
Well, Jim, what can I say? You are the person who called me Dr. Elias, so I decided to play with the word doctor and say that I was being doctored. I don't know if this one has a meaning there, Judy, but I think it just means that I'm getting my doctoral degree. I'll just think of it that way.
Yeah, just maybe get a little bit closer to your mic, Jim, just because you're only coming out to one side. But it shouldn't be a problem. And without further ado, I'm going to play the intro. So everybody hold off the key. Here's where you find out who you're married to. Coming to you from out of sight, live and in color. Here come the newlyweds. It's finally back. Another edition of the Newlywed Game. October 2024, rookie style. And now, without further ado, let's meet our newlyweds. Couple number one, Sarah and Roger. Couple number two, Emma and Jim. Couple number three, Leah and Donald. And finally, couple number four, Ashley and Josh. Those are our newlyweds for tonight's game. And here is the star of the show, Karen Santiago.
All right, bride, groom, get acquainted with one another.
Hey, Leia. We had such a good time on our honeymoon. I think next time we should take it together.
Hey, Miss Ashley, how you doing, babe? I hope you enjoy the honeymoon, because we're going to keep it going.
Donald, I can't believe it. Wow. Okay. Well, first off, I hope you know that I want a prenup.
Hi, babe. How you doing today?
Hi, babe. Yeah, let's see about extending this honeymoon.
Emma, it feels like it was just yesterday.
Leia, you got it. I'll take 75% of everything you got.
Hello, my lovely bride. Let's show these young folks how we do it.
Young folks? You guys are going to have to use bank gay when you get done.
I know, Jim. Seems like yesterday we just met. Now we're married.
Well, you know what I must say? I pick really awesome husbands when I'm drinking. I gotta do it more often.
And Ashley, let's try it horseback, eh?
All right. Men, you stay here. Ladies, go to the sports room or sports bar and wait for Danny to come and get you. So say goodbye to your husband.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye-bye, sweetheart Roger.
Bye, Jim.
I'll miss you there, Ashley.
I don't say goodbye. I'll just say, until next time, Donald.
And bring a beer, would you?
All right, guys. This is round one. I'm going to ask you 5 multiple choice questions. You give me your answers. I write them down. Then Danny will bring the wives back. And we'll see how well you do matching your answers. So, first question. With Halloween being tomorrow, which couple would your wife say she would like to dress up as? And your choices are, Fred and Wilma, George and Jane, Gomez and Morticia, and, I don't know if you heard the last one, Herman and Lily. Roger, which one?
George and, what was her name?
George and Jane from the Jetsons?
Yes, George and Jane.
Jim, what do you think Emma would say?
She'll say Gomez and Letitia. Tish.
Donald, how about Leah?
Definitely Herman and Lily.
And Josh, how about Ashley?
I'm going to probably say Gomez and Morticia because they're constantly keeping their hand on each other.
All right. Going on to question number 2. What brand of gum would best describe your first kiss? Choices are Juicy Fruit, Bazooka, Hubba Hubba, or Orbit. And Josh, you're first.
Let's see. How about
Jim, what would Emma say?
The juiciest of fruit.
Roger?
Juicy fruit.
And Donald?
Juicy fruit.
Number 3. Which board would you like to see your wife on naked? Answers are surfboard, snowboard, or skateboard? Going to Jim.
Let's do the surfboard.
Josh?
Snowboard, then I can keep her nice and warm.
Roger?
Surfboard.
Donald?
Well, I was hoping charcuterie board was on the list. That's how I pictured her. How about snowboard?
Oh, well, you can let her know that choice wasn't on there. All right, question number 4. Which slogan do you hear your wife say the most? All right, listen up for your choices. Just do it. Have it your way. Because I'm worth it. Or, good. And Donald, you're up first.
Mm, Good.
Josh?
Have it your way.
And Jim?
Have it your way.
Roger.
Good.
Question number 5. You guys are doing great. When it comes to your future lovemaking, which will your wife say is the easiest to predict? Answers are when it will happen, where it will happen, how long it will take, or, all right, when, where, how, and how long it will take. Jim.
Where it will happen.
Josh.
I guess I would do how it will happen.
Roger.
Where it will happen.
And Donald.
How it will happen.
All right, Danny, you can get the women. Guys did a great job.
Donald, you sound way too sexy for this to be pretend.
Thank you, darling. I'll get a divorce real quick.
You better not tell Leia.
I think she already wanted that.
She don't care. We got a prenup.
Yeah, his marriage is over when it started. Ashley, sweetie, I miss you so much. Come over here and give me some sugar.
Guys, that was fun. I almost didn't know how to come back. I was able to pick the locks, and now it's an open bar.
Oh, yeah. Just to let Bobcat know, we've been in there tearing up all the liquor and all the food. So we're all pretty buzzed right now.
Ooh, liquor's quicker.
Yep, you may need to fix up those cabinets, though.
Oh my god, Emma. Little shy, quiet Emma tearing up furniture.
Leia, while you were in there, did you play your favorite theme song for this time of year? Season of the Witch?
Well, look at you. Wow, once again, he thinks he's the comedian.
Roger, baby, did you miss me?
Good job getting that prenup there, Leia.
Looks like Don's gonna be sleeping on the couch. Did you miss me too, Miss Ashley?
Well, of course, sweet lady. I was waiting to see if y'all were pour some sugar on me.
Well, of course I was. Yeah, and then when you guys have to go to the bar, there's some cleaning up for you men.
Oh, Donald will do it. You know, he's good for it. Yeah. And it was a hell of a prenup, Ricky. I still have to give him 75% of everything I own.
Come on, we don't clean up. Guys don't clean up nothing. No, we just make things worse.
Yeah, but I heard Donald's worth it.
Damn straight.
All right, ladies, I asked the guys 5 questions. I'm going to ask you the same questions. And if you match your answers with your spouse, you're going to get 5 points. So we're going to get started. First question is, with Halloween being tomorrow, what did he say you guys would probably dress up as? Fred and Wilma, Jane and George Jessen, Gomez and Morticia, or Herman and Lily? Sarah, you're up.
Fred and Wilma?
Oh, Roger, tell her.
The Jetsons.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
Emma, what did Jim say?
Fred and Wilma?
Ah, Jim, you might as well tell her.
Honey Love, said Gomez and Morticia. Yeah. Our favorites.
Oh, that's right, honey. I like that better.
All right, Leia.
Lord, I know it wasn't Fred and Wilma. The other thingy, the other choice thing, that's not Fred and Wilma. I don't remember what it was.
So there's the Jetsons, Gomez and Morticia and Herman and Lily.
Herman and Lily.
Donald.
We're going to be in trouble. That's right. That's great. But I'll never remember what answers I gave on all these questions.
Hey, I know my husband. Sweet.
Yeah, you're on the board with 5 points. Ashley, what did Josh say?
He said Fred and Wilma because he knows we like to make the bedrock.
Sorry, darling, but I said Gomez and Morticia. We can't keep our hands off each other.
That's okay. I'll forgive you this time.
That was just the first question. All right, question number two.
Wow, go Leia.
What brand of gum would describe your first kiss? Orbit, Hubba Hubba, Bazooka, or Juicy Fruit? Leia.
I'm going to say Hubba Hubba.
No, it was Juicy Fruit. I can't believe you missed that. My goodness, we got all slobbery wet and everything.
Oh, well, I mean, you act like I was supposed to remember that.
Well, if you'd stopped drinking, maybe you would.
You stopped drinking, yeah.
Okay, sir, what did Roger say?
Juicy Fruit.
Good girl. That's my girl.
You're on the board. Emma, how about you?
Juicy Fruit.
Absolutely, the juiciest of fruit.
Although I can't remember if it was mango or strawberry. I still will never forget that moment.
Cherry.
Ashley, what'd Josh say?
I want to say he said Hubba Bubba.
I did indeed, sweetie.
Wow, everybody's got 5 points. Great job.
Get everybody scoring tonight.
Oh, yeah. Find out I'm scoring some more.
We might have a breakup at the end of this because Leia's already ready to throw Donald out.
That's okay. I think I'll go talk to Ashley for a while.
What? Oh, okay. No wonder you wanted to go to divorce court. That's cool. Ain't no problem, because I got 3 other fiancés that I was supposed to pick, not you.
Hey, Donald, if you come anywhere near Brian Bride, I got a double-barrel shotgun waiting for you with double-lock butts.
Yeah, but you got to be able to see the aim it.
Okay, we're only on number 3. Come on. All right, question number 3. I asked your husband, which board would he like to see you naked on? And the choices are skateboard, snowboard, or surfboard. Emma.
Surfboard?
My girl knows her man.
Well, that would be fun.
Jim, you said surf.
She did too.
Never mind. I got some of Bob's stuff too. All right, good job. You got another 5 points. Sarah.
Surfboard.
You go, girl. That's my girl.
All right. Thank you, babe.
Ashley.
I would like to think he would say surfboard, but he probably said snowboard.
I thought the second you were going to say the wrong answer. It was, honey. That way I can keep you warm.
Leia, what did Donald say?
He probably said skateboard.
Wrong again. It was snowboard. I didn't think a skateboard was big enough, so I went with the snowboard. A little sturdier.
No, he said charcuterie board.
Well, you always do like it from behind.
I thought he said smorgasbord.
No, Leia, he really did say a charcuterie board.
Yeah, I thought you'd look pretty good on one of those, really.
You are so sweet.
The next question is, I asked your husband, which slogan do you, women, say the most? And the choices are... just do it, because I'm worth it, have it your way, or good. Emma.
Have it your way.
Cooking with grease, babe. Cooking with grease.
Leia?
He probably said just do it.
No, I said good.
Oh, well, I do say that about all your cooking.
I just think that your cooking leaves a little to be desired, but some other stuff is really nice.
Sarah, what did Roger say?
Have it your way?
No, babe, I said, good.
I'm so sorry, honey.
Ashley.
He probably said, just do it.
Nope, I said, have it your way.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you would say that because you ask me what I want to do, and then I tell you, and then you go, so I said, just do it.
All right, last question I asked the guys. When it comes to your lovemaking sessions, which one of these is most predictable? That he says you think is most predictable. Where it will happen, how it will happen, what will happen, and when it will happen. Josh, or Ashley.
He probably said... when it would happen.
Gee, you should know me better than that. I said, how? You know, you get so kinky.
Yeah, but when you try different things, you never know what's going to happen.
If you say so.
All right, Sarah, what did Roger say?
When will it happen?
No, babe, I said where it will happen. Which I should have said, where haven't it happened?
Oh, sweetheart.
Leia?
Well, knowing my husband, he likes to tell me anything and everything about that. So he probably said where it would happen.
Oh, man, I can't believe this. Married for... 25 minutes, and you still get it wrong. I said, how?
Well, baby, I'm sorry. Sometimes your body's just so hot. I just, when you're talking, I'm just really not listening.
And Emma.
This is a hard one, but I think you said how it will happen.
I think I said when it will happen. But yeah, it was a little tough.
You said where. All right, I'm going to give the scores. Sarah and Roger, 10. Emma and Jim, 15. Good thing you got a prenup. Leah and Donald, 5. Ashley and Josh, 10. Good game going on. Now it's time to say goodbye to the men as I ask the women.
Okay, baby, don't have too much to drink. I'm gonna miss you.
Behave yourself. Don't have too much fun.
I'll have too much fun when I get back. So hang on to your Bunsen burner. I'll be back.
Donald, if you meet a broad at the bar, don't even bother to come home.
Does anybody have that number to the divorce attorney?
Yeah, I have it. I made sure I saved it.
Oh, I didn't know you were part of it, too. I have it, too. It's 810-987-8100. Got it. Okay.
Wait a minute. What is this number that you just threw out?
Don't forget to go after the 401k. You're entitled to half of it.
I think that was a serial number off his underwear.
I can't give up my sources, but maybe so. And yes, Carla Johansson. Oh.
So far, so good there, Karen. Great game so far.
Was that the number to his bank account?
That's his tracking number, so she can see his every move.
Yes, she's got it.
All right, now it's time to ask you 5 questions. give you the multiple choice, see if you can match your answers with your husband when they come back. And here we go. Which kitchen appliance best describes your man in the bedroom? Not the bathroom, the bedroom. Now, that'd be a good question, too. In the bedroom. Slow cooker, pressure cooker, or steamer? Ashley.
I would say pressure, but he probably thinks he's a steamer.
So you want to say pressure?
Yeah, we'll go with pressure.
Leah?
Definitely pressure cooker.
Emma?
Well, doesn't matter where bedroom or bathroom, I'm going to say he's a steamer cooker.
And Sarah?
Steamer cooker.
All right. If your husband's body was a fast food joint, what would he say he bragged about the most? Your choices are his big buns, his meaty chicken thighs, or his foot-long wiener. Emma.
Excuse me. I'm gonna say his foot-long wiener.
All right, Ashley.
His foot-long wiener.
Sarah.
Foot-long wiener.
All right, Leah, you gonna make it 4-for-4 here?
Yeah, his wiener. His wiener.
Question number 3. I love this question. If your husband is your love toy, what would you say you have to do to get him started? Hold on. Wind him up, give his string a pull, or plug him in? Leah.
Plug him in.
Sarah.
Plug him in.
Ashley.
Give his string a pull.
And Emma.
Wind him up.
Number 4. You know your husband's in the mood when he plays a song from which group? I think 4 choices here. AC/DC, get out the toys, batteries not included. Pretenders, role playing. Red Hot Chili Peppers, things are going to get spicy. Or Rush. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So it's AC/DC, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Pretenders, or Rush. We'll start with you, Emma.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ashley?
I was going to go with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sarah?
Red Hot Chili Pepper.
And Leah?
AC/DC.
All right, last question. What type of tip is on the end of your man's cane? Listen for your choices. Mushroom, round and wide. Marshmallow, providing constant contact. Or all terrain, curved to reduce snagging. Mushroom, marshmallow, all terrain. Leah.
Mushroom.
Sarah.
Mushroom.
Emma.
Mushroom.
Ashley.
We'll go with mushroom.
These girls like their hot shiitake.
All right, don't get them yet, Danny. So I have one bonus question. And when I ask this question, it's either a yes or no answer. And it's usually a word many people haven't heard of. So you can't ask me what does it mean or anything about it. All I do is ask you the question, and you say yes or no. And you can't discuss this any further, because I'm going to do the same thing when your spouse comes back. Understand?
Yepers.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need to know if your presence causes your husband to sternutate. Ashley.
No.
Leah.
Yes.
Emma.
Yes.
Sarah.
No.
You'll find out that at the end of the game. All right, Danny, bring him back in. Lady, she did a great job. Thanks.
Hi, Ash. I'm back. And I rolled that mechanical bull so hard. Oh, yeah. Thought it was you, and I held on for a full 8 seconds. And I had too much to drink, too.
Hey, did you miss me like I missed you? As much as possible?
Oh, I missed you as much as you missed me, Donald.
I missed you, Roger. Do you miss me? Did you have too much to drink?
No. Wow. You lasted 40 seconds?
Donald, why do you have glitter all over the side of your face?
3 seconds, man. That's the time limit. But it was a long, hard ride.
Why do I have what?
Why do you have glitter all over your face?
Well, there was this barmaid, and she had some glitter, and I just got a little, you know, too close.
She kept wanting her piggyback ride.
Didn't I tell you if you interacted with another female not to come home?
Ashley, baby, did you miss me?
I had to get my prenup, Cher.
You know that prenup isn't void if you are unfaithful, sir.
Aren't you, baby, you miss me?
I wasn't unfaithful. Well, not too much, anyway.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I missed you.
Well, what do you call it? You all at the bar, supposedly with your friends, but the barmaid is hugging on you and touching on you and stuff to the point where you've got glitter on you. What would you call that, Donald? Huh?
Well, I'd call her trying to get a good tip, and he didn't put on the entire outfit. He just shared accessories with her.
I like to call it friendly conversation. That's all. And if you're not careful, I'll tell these people how we met.
Hey, don't worry, Miss Leia. She wasn't all that great. She's one of those butterfaces. Everything looked good, butterface.
He was pretty good. He kept asking for more pies, so I don't know what was going on.
You know what, Donald? I'll give you that one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going to put the gloves. We're going to take the gloves off. All right. You got it.
All right. Okay, guys, let's see how well you do matching your wives' answers. First question, which kitchen appliance best describe you, men, in the bedroom? Pressure cooker, steamer, or slow cooker? Donald.
I am steamer. Absolutely. Watch me smoke.
I don't think so. That's not what Leia said.
Am I supposed to tell him?
Oh, if you want to tell him, go for it.
Baby, you're a pressure cooker just because of the way you stroke.
Well, I can't argue with that one either. That's a good one.
All right, Jim, what did Emma say?
She said pressure cooker, of course.
No, honey, I said steam cooker.
Why did you not say pressure cooker, hon?
That was my second option, but...
Jim, you want to switch wives, you know? Maybe we get it right?
put those house keys back in your pocket.
I'll give her another chance. We'll talk about a possible switch later, if necessary.
Oh, I think it's totally necessary. I think Emma's husband's hotter.
All right, Roger, what did Sarah say?
Slow cooker.
No, honey. It's steaming.
I'm sorry, babe.
Well, Josh, none of the guys got a point on this. You can rack up some points. What did Ashley say?
Would you repeat the answers? I had a whole bottle of rum and a shot of whiskey, and I'm a little muddled.
Which kitchen appliance are you like in the bedroom? Slow cooker, pressure cooker, or steamer?
Oh, I'm going to say I'm a steamer, baby.
See, I said he was going to say that. But I said pressure cooker. And you would know that if you didn't drink so much.
She did say that. Josh would probably say steamer, but I'm going to say pressure.
If you thought that's what we're going to say, you should have stuck with it.
All right. I asked your wife if you guys, if your body, if your body was like a fast food joint, this is a guy's, what would you brag about the most? Your big buns, your foot long wiener, or your meaty chicken thighs? Jim.
She said my foot long wiener.
Yes, you know I did there.
My girl, my girl.
Josh?
I was going to say a foot long wiener.
Yes, you did. Yes, you do.
I know, and I know how to use it.
Roger?
Foot long, baby.
What did he say?
He said it's big buns.
Oh, honey, no, it's a foot long wiener.
I'm kidding, Sarah. He did say foot long. You got the point. All right. Donald.
Well, initially I was thinking foot long wiener, but why would I want to cut myself short? It doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't like the other two answers, so I'll go with the foot long.
The reason why our marriage works, baby.
You mean we got some points?
That's hilarious, Donald.
Yeah, we got some points. Look at that.
All right, ladies. Guys, this is what I asked the ladies. If you are their toy, what do they do to get you started? Does your wife have to plug in, wind you up, or pull the string? Emma and Jim.
Pull the string.
I actually said wind you up.
Well, you do well with that.
Donald?
I didn't quite understand the question, but I can say this. If you want to see me do my thing, pull my string.
Donald, no. All I have to do is plug you in, and you just go and go and go like the Energizer Bunny.
Josh?
Well, I'm going to say probably she's going to plug me in.
Now you know that's not right. Just have to pull your string.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, the string could snap. You plug me in, I can go a lot longer.
All right, Roger, you can gain some points because none of the other couples got it right. What do you say?
Hey, pull the string, bud.
I'm not sure which one I'd pick, Karen.
You wanted to plug him in.
Oh, honey, you know I have to plug you in to get you going.
Josh, are you wondering why I know your wife better than I know my own?
Hey, you don't remember. I'm cordless, honey.
Roger told me he calls that a trot line.
Hey, I want this to be perfectly noted. He just admitted his infidelity.
Yeah, and I took out the blank out of my double barrel and put in a fresh load of buckshot. So don't worry about it, Leia. I got him locked and loaded.
You can't kill him. I want his money.
Yeah, but Josh, I heard you're shooting blanks.
Oh, no, I ain't shooting no blank, honey. Don't worry. I'll just wound him in my... shooting right in the ass.
You know, one of the things that attracted me about Leia was that she didn't care about money. She said, I don't care about money. But since we've been married, she keeps buying everything. I said, I thought you didn't care about money. She said, I don't, but I love credit cards and checks.
Well, I had to have something to care about considering the fact that you're a big giant flirt. You spend every other night in the strip club
grabbing boobs and touching butts.
He's just happy. He's just a congenial guy.
I'm attracted to glitter. What can I say?
All right. Next question. I asked your wife. You know your spouse is in the mood when he plays a song from which one of these groups? The Pretenders. You're going to do a little role playing. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Going to get spicy. Rush. Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am. AC/DC. A little battery action. Bring in the toys. All right. Jim.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Getting spicy.
Oh, you know me, honey. You know how much I love that song. Yes, you got it.
Yes, you did. Roger?
I'm going to go with a little bit of the AC/DC.
Oh, honey, no. Red Hot Pepper. Chili Pepper. And spicy.
My bad.
Ashley?
I think you mean Josh. No?
I ain't Ashley. Let's see. I'm going to probably say, if I'll get it wrong, the Red Hot Chili Pepper, because I am hot and spicy.
Oh, you got it right. Finally, you got one right.
Well, you know, honey, I should have taught you from the beginning. Tabers are never wrong.
And Donald.
Well, you could have at least mentioned somebody that I knew. This newfangled stuff, I have no idea. But I think I'll go with AC/DC.
Oh, yay! Look at you!
Really? Are you serious?
Donald was looking for some Slim Whitman.
Looking for a little Hendrix, maybe, or Rolling Stones. It's something that I'm familiar with, anyway. Maybe the King.
You got it right, though. I didn't know you were paying attention like that. Wow.
I thought everybody knew AC/DC.
Does that mean we're going to get tight tonight?
I was hoping AC/DC shook me all night long.
Hey, absolutely. I'll even wear that little outfit you like.
Heyo! Get your beer, Karen. Let's keep going. This could get dangerous.
Well, then that would be the Pretenders role playing. Oh, and Donald, you've heard of these people. At least two out of four. All right. This is the last question, I believe, for the guys. Oh, yeah. What type of tip is on the end of your man cane? Your cane? A mushroom tip? Hold on. Round and wide? A marshmallow providing constant contact, or an all-terrain curved, avoiding snagging. So it's mushroom, marshmallow, or all-terrain to Ronald.
Let's go with the all-terrain.
No, sorry. Roger?
Mushroom.
Oh, great. You got it right, sweetie.
What did my wife say?
She said mushroom, and team Sarah and Roger. Yes, you got it right. Ashley and Josh. Josh, what did Ashley say?
I say she said mushroom, but she likes it all the way.
Oh!
I did say mushroom.
Damn, she knows me well.
And Jim.
She said mushroom.
My man knows me well. Yes, I did.
Very nicely done. So, there is one I'm going to ask you about the bonus point.
You need to get the scores.
How'd you get the key from me, Danny? So, guys, I'm going to ask one more question, and it's a yes or no answer And that's all you say, yes or no. Can't ask me what it means, what am I talking about, nothing like that. Got it?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I asked your wife if your presence causes her to sternutate. So we're going to start with couple Donald and Leah with 20 points. 25 will get you in the lead. Did Leah say yes or no?
No, she's always saying yes, especially the other guys. So we'll go with yes.
That is correct. So you got 45 points. Over to Sarah and Roger. You can tie. What did Sarah say?
Of course, he's always thinking I'm seeing other men. I've only got eyes for you, Donald.
I'm saying yes.
No, sweetie, no.
What?
Sorry. Josh, what did Ashley say?
I'm going to say that she said yes.
You just don't know me, do you? I said no.
Well, sometimes you say your no could be yeses.
All right, Jim, no pressure. You get this right, you win. If not, the prenup couple wins. Did Emma say yes or no?
Emma said yes, of course.
She did, and you win, and Eric will tell you what you win later. But sternutate means sneezing. Thank you all. You all were very good sports. You did a great job. This will be fun to listen back to. Thanks. And thanks, Eric, for putting the intro together. Thank you, couples. I hope you had fun.
Yes, I did say yes. And good goodness, because I was sneezing a lot earlier. Thank you, Karen. And thank you to the rest of the couples.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Eric. Donald and Leah, you were fun. You guys were a funny group, or a funny couple.
Yeah, thank you, Karen, for allowing me to do this. And I had a great time with you, Ashley. And Donald and Leah, you really played your part well. And I had a lot of fun.
Good job, everybody.
What a great game. Donald, I want to know what bar you hang out in where you go pinching boobs and butts. You can call me later.
Yes, thank you, Karen, for asking. And Bobcat, Josh said that he will pay for all of the liquor and the food that was taken. So all you have to do is ask him. And it was a fun night. Again, thanks for asking.
Oh, thank you, Karen, for inviting me on here. And Leah and Donald, you guys are hilarious.
Thank you, Eric and Karen, all the couples. Congratulations, Jim and Emma.
Yes, it was a very entertaining time tonight. All the players were good. Jim and Emma, congratulations.
The footlong wiener surely is an interesting one. Well, congratulations, Jim and Emma, and Donald and Leah. You guys were very entertaining to listen to. Yeah, that was very good. And Karen, maybe next year, huh? Maybe next year.
My guy Ned B. And Donald, you and Leah were funny. And we did it, Emma. Thanks, Karen, for inviting me, and it was fun.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. It was fun. I enjoyed it. And Mary Kay, it's the same one you work at.
Well, Jim and Emma, I think you get a free enema.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. Who won? Karen, this was fun. When is divorce court? I don't know. Donald has me confused. Sometimes I want to stay with him, and sometimes I want to leave.
Well, it's like that song says, I only like her when she walks away. Jim Jackson, I am glad you showed up. It's fun to play games. Good to see you.
I can say it's goodness this was entertaining. Didn't know it could be this. I guess I'd be laughing. All these couples were pretty fun.
That was a great game. Al and Jilda, you still have no audio. And so the prize that Jim, a lot of people left, they're not going to be able to hear what this prize is. The prize that Emma and Jim wins is a box of Puffs Plus because she makes him sternutate.
Donald, you're not pinching Mary Kay, are you? I'm going to show up at that bar.
That's too funny, Eric.
And by the way, Miss Ashley, I'm not paying for nothing. You lady destroyed the bar first.
Yeah, sounds like you. Yes, but at that particular bar, it's BYG. Bring your own glitter. Get the ones with the little that are shaped like little teeny tiny stars. This was a blast, thanks.
Danny had to come and kick us out of the bar. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't see that email. I must have got lost in the... I copped so many today, I don't... Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'll just get him some pepper. That might help his... That might help me with my sneezing problem.